23. Arriving from outer space. Sir Graham Sutton, CBE, DSC, FRS.
Suppose that we were space travellers visiting the Earth from some distant planet.
It would be difficult to detect much trace of the atmosphere until we were in the region of the lower part of the orbit of the first Sputnik, say between 200 and 300 miles up. At this distance from the Earth, the pressure of the atmosphere, which measures the weight of the air above us, is less than 1,000,000,000th of that on the ground. This means we would be moving in what is called a vacuum on Earth, for at this level, pressure is lower than that which can be reached by the finest laboratory pumps. Over the polar regions, we should see aurora, and at about 150 miles up, we should pass through one of the electrically conducting layers, the F layer of the ionosphere. These are the layers which reflect radio waves and make long-range wireless communication possible. Lower down, at about 60 miles above the surface, there is another reflecting layer, the Kennelly-Heaviside, or E layer, and it is about here that we should expect to see some meteors or shooting stars, small particles of rock which become intensely hot and bright as they vaporize because of the heating caused by their rapid plunge into the atmosphere. But the air is still very thin at this level, and its density is only about a millionth of that of the ground, and thus far too low to allow air-breathing creatures to exist. Then, still nearer the Earth, if we had the proper instruments, we should find a layer rich in ozone between 15 and 30 miles up. And, finally having passed through the stratosphere, we would enter the troposphere, or region of weather, which begins between 5 and 11 miles above sea level, depending on whether we are over the poles or the equator. Meteorologists are interested in the whole atmosphere, but especially in the troposphere, because it is only in this relatively thin layer that we find weather, that is, clouds, fogs, rain, hail and snow. In general, the higher one goes in the atmosphere, the colder the air becomes. This seems odd at first, because by climbing up we are getting nearer the sun, from which we get all our heat. The explanation is that the rays of the sun are not very effective in heating air directly. Most of the energy in a sunbeam passes through clean air with very little absorption. If this did not happen, we should spend our lives alternating between a kind of hot twilight and intense darkness. We should never know the bright colours of a landscape. What happens is that the sun's rays heat the surface of the Earth, both the ground and the sea, and it is from the warm surface of the Earth that the atmosphere receives most of the energy which appears as wind and causes weather generally.